This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The controversy continues over Israel's claims the main hospital in Gaza is being used as a military base by Hamas, with new video images provided. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Israel's come under fire from the World Health Organization and other groups denouncing the conditions at Al-Shifa Hospital and the military strikes that have knocked out power and endangered lives. But the Israel Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital.
He released surveillance video saying it shows two hostages being dragged there by armed militants, and he alleges kidnapped soldier Noah Marciano was killed there.
Hamas murdered Noah inside Shifa Hospital.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hamas gunmen battled Israeli forces trying to push into Gaza's largest refugee camp on Sunday, but despite the fighting, U.S. and Israeli officials said a deal to free some of the hostages being held in the besieged enclave was edging closer. About 240 hostages were taken during Hamas's deadly cross-border rampage into Israel October 7th, which prompted Israel to invade the tiny Palestinian territory to wipe out its ruling Islamist group after several inconclusive wars since 2007. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Argentina presidential candidate and economy minister Sergio Massa conceded defeat to far-right libertarian Javier Milei in the country's presidential runoff on Sunday.
Quiero decirles que obviamente...
Massa said from his campaign headquarters in Buenos Aires that he had called Javier Milei to congratulate him. The economy minister spoke before official results were published. This is VOA News. Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. VOA's Kane Farabaugh has more.
President Carter encouraged his wife's prominent role in his administration. As First Lady of the United States, Carter used her platform to advocate for mental health. The hostage crisis in Iran contributed to her husband's presidential election defeat in 1980, and the couple returned to Plains, Georgia in 1981 to plan their post-presidential life.
He said, we can have a place kind of like Camp David where we can negotiate a peace agreement. So that was the germ of the idea for the Carter Center.
The Carter Center has monitored more than 100 elections and treated millions of people suffering neglected tropical diseases. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Plains, Georgia.
A third round of United Nations negotiations to try to deliver the world's first treaty to control plastic pollution has drawn more than 500 proposals from those involved, participants said in the last day of talks on Sunday. Negotiators who have spent a week meeting in the Kenyan capital at talks known as INC3 have until the end of next year to strike a deal for the control of plastics, which produce an estimated 400 million tons of waste each year. Environmental group Greenpeace said a successful deal would require the United States and the European Union to show greater leadership than they have so far. Officials trying to reach 41 workers who have been trapped in a collapsed tunnel in northern India for 8 days are contemplating alternative rescue plans after snags with a drilling machine caused them to halt digging. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A new drilling machine arrived at the accident site in Uttarakhand state on Saturday to replace one that was damaged while breaking through the rocks and debris. Rescuers are hoping the new machine will enable them to drill deeper into the rubble of a collapsed road to fix wide pipes for the workers to use to crawl to their freedom. R.S. Rao, director of Border Roads Organization, says at the site another option is to make a hole of about 4 to 6 inches through the tunnel top so we can deliver life-supporting materials. He adds, if the strata permits, then we would try a 3-foot-wide hole for the trapped workers to climb through. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A collision between a train and a minibus at a level crossing in the east of Indonesia's most populous island, Java, on Sunday killed at least 11 people and injured several others, an official told local media. The train was traveling towards a port city when it hit a minibus carrying a dozen passengers at a crossing in East Java City around 8 p.m. local time, broadcaster Compass TV reported. A Compass TV journalist said there were no signs that could give information to the driver. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.